On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 22, Tzaneen 23 degrees. Tshwane emergency services remain on high alert due to localized flooding that occurred in parts of Centurion this morning. Although water levels have subsided, city officials are closely monitoring the situation as additional rainfall is anticipated. Parts of Johannesburg and Pretoria have already been affected by heavy rains overnight. Here's EMS spokesperson Nana Khadeba Kiba.
We will continue to monitor areas in all regions that are known to flood if it rains continuously. The city will remain on high alert.
Higher Education Minister Buti Manamela has appointed Mokoena Maluleke as the acting chairperson of the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. This follows the resignation of the former chairperson, Karen Stander, last week. Maluleke assumed office yesterday.
Dr. Maluleke's appointment ensures continuity and stability as the minister proceeds with a self-review court application to regularize the board's appointment process. The NSFAS board remains functional and its core work continues uninterrupted.
That's the Higher Education Ministry spokesperson, Matsepo Sida. In other big news today, South African police and Interpol officials have arrived in Eswatini, where they're going to carry out an extradition order for two suspects in the murder case of rapper Kenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and Tabelo Tibbs Motswane. They flew out of the country today to bring back Siyabonga and Melusin Damande, understood to be dangerous and wanted in connection with three cases here. The brothers were arrested last year just weeks before five other accused were taken into custody for the 2023 murders of a.k.a. and Motswane. For more on that story, go to jacarandafm.com and click on news. Residents of Recha Park in Ekurhuleni have called on police to consider witness protection if they want to effectively deal with criminals behind the gang-related shootings in the area. Acting Police Minister Feroz Kachalia visited the area yesterday to update residents on the progress made in addressing gang-related crime in the area. This follows the killing of six people last month. Here's concerned resident Lucinda Grootboom.
If they can maybe come up with something like that, I'm sure there will be interaction from the community and maybe they get people that are actually going to come out and talk and say what happened, because you can't tell me nobody saw nothing every single time. That's one. And then be consistent and give the community feedback. And don't just pick up people and then they go to court and then they get released the next day. I can't see how we're moving forward.
In other news, Professor of Practice at the University of Northwest, Theo Fenter, says the announcement by U.S. President Donald Trump to boycott the G20 Leaders Summit here in South Africa came as a shock. This comes after Trump announced on social media that the U.S. will not send any representatives to the G20 this year due to so-called white genocide. Fenter says this could lead to other world leaders not attending as well.
And of course, it would also mean that some of the global leaders would also miss out on the G20, such as Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. The G20 is an important network opportunity, and it is an important opportunity for South Africa to showcase business opportunities. And I think some of that will be missing this year.
And we end off with news abroad, and rescuers used chainsaws to dig the Philippines out from the devastation of Typhoon Fungwang. Yesterday, this is floodwaters receded in hundreds of villages and the storm's death toll climbed to 18. Fungwang, which displaced 1.4 million people, has weakened into a severe tropical storm. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11.